Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Dog, say goodnight.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions.
What a wonderful world.
So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So feel free to give us that call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. And I apologize this morning. You know, it's the season, the winter seasons wouldn't wrap up without one more cold. It's hit the whole house, and I get it right at the end. And it hits the hardest, I think, yesterday into today. So it's perfect time for radio. So I do apologize. I sound awfully nasally. It's was never my intention to be sick on a Sunday, but it just so happened. So I'll apologize ahead of time. I am doing everything I can so I do not have to clear my throat, whichever, during the show. So, I apologize ahead of time. Anyways, it's been getting warm out there. I know we had some cold. I mean, it was cold during certain parts of the days, but the temperatures are warming up enough where I'm watching the soil temperatures, as always, and they are rising. I mean, middle of the week, the soil temperatures were at 48 degrees. Today, they're 45 degrees. What does all that mean? It means we're getting close. And I hope it stays away for a bit, because I'll tell you, gets too warm too quick, then we could have some issues when it comes to, you know, some of the lawn and whatnot waking up too early. So we'll see. I don't foresee it being an issue, just based on everything everything we all know. But I will say it's interesting to watch. It's one of those things where it's like, whoa, this is happening early. Everything seems to be warming up and starting to wake up. You know, I'm not sure about you guys, but when I'm outside, I'm noticing things are starting to bud up, starting to, kind of feel better out there. So just, it's early, But it's a good thing, in essence, because we enjoy this season, these seasons of things waking up and getting ready for that next season. And yeah, it's just enjoyable, right? Anyways, temperatures should warm up a bit this week, which means, those soil temperatures are going to stay regular or stay normal, stay steady, really. I've been looking at the weather, and there's a good amount of rain, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. But temperatures are going to be in the 40s most days. Couple days in the next 10 days, it'll drop overnight into the 20s, but everything else is in the 30s and 40s. So it's just looking like the temperatures outside are starting to elevate a bit, which means things are starting to get to where we want to outside. You're probably seeing bulbs pop up. You're probably starting to see some of the first, the galanthus, the snowdrops popping. Out there, you're starting to see some things just kind of say, all right, I'm ready for the season. Maybe the budding up, it's a good time to check on your plants out there. Today's going to be a nice day, temperature-wise, right? It's going to be in the 50s. Had a ton of rain last night. I'm not sure about you guys, but we had some heavy rain at points where it was like, oh my God, like how much rain are we getting right now? So, it's, temperatures, the weather is just all over the place, we know that. I tend to talk a lot about it because of what it does to affect our gardens. But, today might be a good day to get out, do some cleanup, clean up some of the sticks, some of the leaves that are left over on the lawn. I know I'm gonna try to get out there later, do a little bit of work, let some of the air dry out some of that rain from yesterday. See if I can help move along some of the leaves back into the woods to help those pollinators out there. So we'll see how the day goes. It's all going to depend, right? Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1. And, another day here. We are hoping for some good weather on the horizon. Good everything in general. So we can start getting back outside. It's getting to the point where it's like, we're so in between. You just want to get out there and do some things, but it's like, do I not? I was having this discussion the other day with a coworker, and they were saying, I want to get out and do some things. What should we do at this point? It's like, well, nothing. Maybe the cleanup. Don't start putting fertilizers down. Don't start doing all these extras because it's just going to push it too early. Right, we kind of look at the first application of fertilizer is around the time you're starting to see forsythias bloom, right? That's one of the first indications, or around that time, and we're not there yet. So it's like, the way things have been going, you're just like, wow, it's nice out. I want to do something. I've been stuck inside. Not a ton of snow, but it's just been, hasn't been great. I want to do something outside. So it's that feel of like, all right, let's go. Let's go do something. Let's not just sit here. So that's kind of where we're at. We're at that point in the season, right, where we're just like, all right, what else can we do? Can we get out there? Still some time. Still going to wait a little bit of time, guys. It's early still. It's definitely early. And we'll get there in the next few weeks. We need to see the temperature stay more consistent and the soil temperatures rise, those things. And then we can start putting down our fertilizers. We can start putting down our crabgrass preventers. We can start getting to that point. We're on the cusp. We're at the point, too, where, you know, as we've talked about a number of times, seed starting. It's definitely a time to be doing it, right? This is the time to be getting ready for that. We are so close to the time frame on a lot of our seed starting projects, right? We're looking at, you know, the beginning of March here. At the beginning of March, we are starting a number of those seed starting projects. So we have them ready for spring, or when we get outside. So, you know, this is the time, this is the time frame, so keep it in mind as we move on with the season. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we're going to take a break here. Get back more gardening information and gardening questions, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started today, so good morning to everyone out there. Appreciate you all listening, as always. Now, we don't have... We're on that in between right now when it comes to our gardens, because we're so in between. It's the temperatures are fluctuating, the weather is not completely cooperating out there. The ins and outs, it's all kind of all over the place. So it's. It's like, what do we do? What are we, what are we waiting for? What are we, doing, etc. So it's that in between. It's that waiting game. We've talked about it a number of times with the seed starting. I do want you to, kind of think about, what you're going to do this year. What are you going to start, maybe? What are you going to work on? What projects might you do? Those are all things that I want you to be thinking about early so that we're ready for the season. We're not just saying, all right, today I'm doing this. Those are good. Those are good things to do, obviously, but... I want you to try to plan it out a little bit so that you can be successful and finish the projects. Get all those things done on time. and plan it out a bit. Bit by bit. Don't just say, all right, today's the day we're going to do all of this. Plan ahead, you're going to be able to get things done easier and, be more successful ahead of time. I've already been thinking about all the different things we're going to be doing in my yard this year. Now, you know, part of it's a lot to do with cleaning up some of the trees that are out there that, you know, I'm noticing all the tops are starting to die. We have a lot of water that goes through the backyard, and I'm just noticing the tops are just starting to fall, you know, branches are breaking. They don't look great. They're falling off. So, you know, that's part of my plan. But what is that going to do to the rest of the yard? Well, the sun rises on that side where all the trees are. And usually in the morning, it's a bit shaded. Well, if I remove the majority of the bigger trees that are not doing so well to help out everything else, that means there's going to be a lot more sun. So how's that going to affect everything else, right? So, you know, doing some of this planning gives you the ideas of what could physically happen with the changes. And that's what I'm looking at. You know, does it open up some space for a, you know, different gardens? And then, you know, it also I look at with cutting down some of these trees, you know, I do want to replant something. For every tree that I cut, I want to have something replanted. You know, maybe it's more on the outside of the property to open it up a bit. To, you know, kind of define the edges. But you got to figure that out, right? Knowing that changes are coming in the, you know, conditions out there. Now, is it going to be a little bit wetter because there's not extensive root systems absorbing some of that water? You know, those are all things that you've got to start to plan for and think about and say, all right, if I do this, these are the things that could happen to affect it. So, you know, just some thoughts go through this process, and it sets it up so that you can succeed at the end of the day. You're not sitting there going, I wish I had thought of this. We don't want to say that. We want to say, I thought of this, and this is what's happening. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA News Update. Amid escalating humanitarian concerns in Gaza, the U.S. set to initiate airdrops of aid into the region. John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, confirmed that the airdrops will start in the coming days. The CDC has updated its COVID guidelines. You no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. People with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they have been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case. The judge anticipates giving a decision within the next 2 weeks. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning again to everyone. You know, the sun is starting to rise where I am. It's cloudy, so you can't see the actual sun, but you can see the light coming up. And it's nice to see the sun, you know, rising earlier, obviously. More sun during the day. You just feel better when you wake up. You know, during those winter months, you're just like, oh, so dark. It's dark all the time. You know, I can't imagine, you know, living in some of the, you know, remote areas of Alaska, etc., where, you know, they have no light, you know, days of night for, you know, a good amount of time. I was thinking about it, you know, it's like, I don't know how we could do that. And how we could, you know, be all right with it, because it's one of those things where it's a lot, right? But we're lucky we're not in that spot, obviously. We're in an area where we will start to get the sun. The sun will start to rise earlier, bringing spring to us, opening up the door for some great things to happen, especially in our gardens. So it's an exciting time of the season, because, you know, the new beginnings of everything that's coming out, it's that anticipation. We're so close to that next season where it's like, ooh, just let me get there. So, you know, it's an excitement at this point. You know, what else, you know, all the things that are going to happen this spring. And we're at the point where it's like, we're still so close. It's like, can we do it? And, you know, just a little bit of cleanup out there can be done at this point. And I don't want you to do too much cleanup, right? You can clean the lawns. You can clean the, the wand, and I would leave anything in the gardens. I would leave anything everywhere, because I'm telling you, the longer we wait to remove the leaves from our veggie gardens, from our perennial gardens, from the areas that we left them on purpose, the better off it is for the pollinators, for our plants in this area by waiting. So please, 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 please wait on cleaning up those perennial beds, those veggie gardens, for as long as you can. As long as you can. Wait, wait, wait. Because, you know, there's been a huge push when it comes to our native plants, our pollinators, you know, saving the bees, saving all those beneficial insects, which is super, super, super important. But we need to continue following up and making sure that we protect them in the early months. Now, a lot of people early on will say, all right, it's time to mulch, time to clean up the beds, you know, do this, do that, etc. The earlier you do it, the more likely the pollinators that are close to us are not going to make it through the rest of the winter, right? Because you have taken their habitat away, and you have made it so the pollinators can't finish overwintering here. Because their habitat is their protection. And they might be dormant because of the cold. And if we clean up that habitat too early, then there is nothing to protect them. And nothing to keep them in that dormant period. So they get exposed to the weather. They get exposed to the rapid changes in temperatures throughout the days. And so the longer we wait to do some of this cleanup, the more it benefits for our pollinators. Now, does it benefit us when it comes to aesthetics? No. Not immediately. But what it does, by leaving them there, is going to protect those pollinators, which means they will be around to actually pollinate the native plants that we put in the garden this year, or last year. And I've said this probably too many times, and it's probably gotten annoying at this point, so I do apologize, but we do all these things for our plants. We plant pollinators. We plant everything for the pollinators, but we don't think of all the other things that go around it. Saving the bees, saving the pollinators has a lot to do with how we do everything throughout the year, not just one season. Because it's one thing to just plant the pollinators. It's another to continue on with them and take care of them throughout the season. Because if you don't protect the pollinators that are in the area, they can't come back to pollinate those natives that you planted. Now, I've been having a lot of discussions lately with a few people I work with because it's just been, it's a topic that we talk so much in the industry about natives and saving the pollinators, but we don't talk about right now. And I think it's one of those things because it can affect business. if we talk about not mulching your plants right now or cleanups or getting rid of the leaves and doing all those things so you can start to fertilize and do extra, it could affect business, right? Could affect the fact that, you know, you want people to mulch now because you have product for people to use. But if we really, really want to push the save the pollinators, save the environment, save the bees, save all these things, we got to look at it as a whole. We got to look at it and say, this is all four seasons, not just during the spring when I'm planting it. So, something really to think about. Now, the natives... Natives are a huge thing to bring native pollinators to the area. Now, I was speaking with another colleague about this and just having a discussion because she had listened to a speaker recently talking about native oaks and how oaks are one of the best native plants to bring the pollinators into the yard. Now, the speaker was Doug Tallamy. He's written a number of, you know, books in regards to natives, but he was talking mostly about oaks in this most up-to-date book. And we were having this discussion because she made a comment that he says that oaks are a support about support over 1,000 caterpillars. So oaks themselves support the development of 1,000 or more caterpillars. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Which is interesting because I listened to his a talk of his, and he said, yeah, everybody says that. The idea behind it is they do close to 1,000. It's 897 species of moth in the United States that they know of support the development, the oaks help support the development of these moths, which means there's a bunch of pollinators in there. Now, this is across the country. If you look at where oaks are the most prevalent, which would be the South, you know, it's a little bit, that's why you're seeing so many. So the discussion I was having was saying, there's no way that there's that many in New England. Maybe across the country, but then as you, you know, listen and you read, you're like, oh, okay, he's making a broad statement. He's making it a bigger statement. So, you got to look more into what's native and what's not. But the point is as he goes on in the book, he was saying that they've done studies to the point where when you remove native species, when you take out native species plants, it takes away the native pollinators for the rest of the yard. And so in order to keep those pollinators happy, you actually need to have at least 70% of the plants in your yard need to be native species to help support the pollinators, which then in turn help support the birds, the wildlife. So it's interesting to read into these things, and yes, this is one person's opinion, but it's based on science, and I know how, you know, science can be looked at. But the fact of the matter is there's some support out there that are stating how important natives are, and what they do, and what they do to help our plants. So, when you're thinking about adding plants this year, think about the natives and think about what it can do and how it changes everything. Because the native plant brings those native pollinators, but it also brings the native wildlife, because the native wildlife are the ones that are feeding off of those pollinators. And they don't feed off of all the pollinators, and they have some of the pollinators that then lead to pollinating the plants in our area. So the native plants do a lot. It's just, it's interesting to go into and read about. You know, I haven't read the whole book. I've only read some excerpts from it. I have listened to his talk a bit. But it'd be interesting to finish this up and see more about it, because I'll tell you, it just opens your eyes. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I just want to follow up a little bit more with the planting natives and just in general the oak tree. I just found this pretty cool, pretty informative. So, oak trees and blue jays have a pretty cool relationship. Blue jays love the acorns that fall from oak trees. I didn't realize this, it was this extreme. Right? Blue jays can actually take and move about 3,000 to 5,000 acorns in one fall and move them, and there are studies that show up to a mile away. And oak trees, the acorns are moved around and actually will sprout elsewhere. Here's the thing. They're not storing them like a squirrel or chipmunks would, knowing that they're in one spot. They actually forget where the majority of the acorns are that they put. They basically remember 1 in 4 of where they put their acorns. So 75% of what they move around has an opportunity to germinate and start a new tree. So how crazy is that? That just by bringing in an oak tree and then seeing blue jays around mean they are helping plant more native plants, and you don't even have to do it, right? It's kind of crazy that that even happens. And, you know, the more I was just reading into it, I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then kind of a cool story to go with it. And when I was, I don't know how old I was. It was over 20 years ago. You know, my father had learned more about the fact that how much he really enjoyed the birds. So it was over 20 years. It was probably 30 years. So it was around 10. You know, he loved feeding the birds, and why? And, you know, it just watched him do this and then realized that his father really enjoyed it, etc. But his father was bringing the birds to the yard, doing all these things, planting the plants, because my grandmother loved birds. So it's kind of cool how that happened. But her favorite bird was a blue jay. And so when she passed, it was crazy because we saw tons of blue jays come around to the yard. And she always said that she wanted to come back as a blue jay. So my dad loved the blue jay. I see blue jays all the time in my neighborhood now. Or when I do see them, there are certain times where it's like, you're thinking about, what should I do here? And then there's a blue jay, and I'm like, is that my father or is that my grandmother? Because he loved blue jays so much. And then reading this story about how blue jays help plants, help the oaks so much, and help replant trees, it was just like, whoa, that's crazy. He was such a gardener. He was such a, wanted to make sure the environment, you know, kept going. And him being so, and knowing him, he knew all these things about the blue jay, and that's one of the reasons why. But it was just like one of those stories where when somebody started talking about it and then I started reading into it and I started seeing blue jays, it was like there was that connection there again, right? My father was telling me, hey, you got to look at this. So that's why I'm bringing it up. Not just that, but I think it is important. But I think it was a cool little story, cool way to bring everything back together. So anyways, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back in the 7 o'clock hour. So hope you're here to listen to us. And if you have questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.